This is London calling North America. Next in our program, we present a talk by Mrs. Dora Faithman. At 19 hours and 30 seconds, 30 and 30 seconds precisely, stand by now for Mrs. Dora Faithman.
Hello to you listeners to station WLS. This is Dora Bateman speaking to you from a BBC studio in London. I really don't know how to express the horrible shock I had on listening to the 7 o'clock news this morning to hear of the death of Mr. Roosevelt. It seems like a personal loss, and I'm sure we English feel it almost as much as if it had been our own leader. He was such a fine man, an outstanding example of how a person could triumph over physical disability, given the will and the courage. To have worked so hard and so long for victory, and then to be taken as it is in sight, is indeed tragic. Coming up to town today, there was an air of gloom and sadness on everyone's face, replacing the brightness that the news of the last few weeks has caused. I think everyone in England liked and respected Mr. Roosevelt, and personally, I've never heard a soul speak an unkind word about him. He seemed to be appreciated by all as a really sincere, good-living man. I've heard a great many British women, too, expressing their deep sympathy with Mrs. Roosevelt. We haven't forgotten her visit to Britain last summer and her friendly interest in the different parts played by British women and girls at war. She must understand so well the feelings of mothers everywhere who watch their boys and girls put on uniform and march off to war, going away from home, perhaps for the first time, to live and fight in strange surroundings, doing things their mothers can't follow even in imagination. You know, I sometimes think that that's one of the hardest things to bear. I found it so with my own husband during the last war. I couldn't follow him even with my mind because the experiences he was going through were quite outside anything I'd ever known. We British mothers know how you in the United States must feel with your boys over here in countries you've only read about, among people you know nothing of. Your letters tell me over and over again of your anxiety for them. And I'd like to assure you once again that in Britain at least, we are doing all we can to welcome them. Just lately, though, many homes in Britain have been gladdened by one piece of news in particular, the overrunning by British and American forces of prisoner of war camps. Already, some of the boys are coming home again. Those who were taken prisoner at Arnhem are liberated, and this week they arrived back in Britain. They had terrible stories to tell of their forced march of 400 miles eastward into Germany as our soldiers advanced. But all through it, they realized that before very long they would be free again, and that helped to keep their spirits up. The other night, we heard a young Canadian airman speaking on the radio. He had been a prisoner of the Germans for more than 5 years, and the free world seemed a little strange to him. I can imagine how his mother will feel when he walks through the front door of his home again. I think it's so important, don't you, to keep the home going for these boys and girls. Home is the place they dream of while on the way. If ever I ask one of them what is the first thing he wants after the fighting is over, I know what the answer will be in advance. First of all, to go home. I think the women who go on cheerfully with their daily life in spite of all their worries and fears are the bravest people on earth. And now this is Dora Bateman from the BBC in London returning you to station WLS Chicago.
We just had a talk by Mrs. Dora Bateman, presented from London by the BBC.